Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. There are many stories that can come out of the Great Rebellion of 1816, and here is another that was revealed in the newspaper The Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, January 10th, 1818. One aspect of the events of the rebellion that may not be widely known is that some privately owned ships berthed in the local harbor were pressed into service as prison ships. These included vessels whose owners were non-nationals, primarily British, rather than Barbadian citizens. Two vessels, the Robert Quail and the Margaret Ann, had in April of 1816 been seized by local military authorities to be made available to them for housing captured rebels, as well as for the subsequent court-martials. The ships were also used for bringing troops and materials from Guadeloupe, with the local government agreeing with the respective owners to paying them at a rate of £30 per day in the case of the Robert Quail, and £32, 10 shillings for the Margaret Ann for that particular purpose. Among other concerns, the owners felt that they should also be paid similar rates for housing the prisoners and for feeding the guards, as they did until May 10, 1816, when their vessels were released by the authorities. The British owners are William Coupland, who owned the Margaret Ann, and William Kenord, who, along with others, owned the Robert Quail, wrote to the colonial secretary in Britain, Lord Bathurst, asking for his intervention in the matter. Lord Bathurst forwarded the correspondence containing the grievances of Coupland and Kenord to the governor of Barbados, Lord Commamere. He in turn sent the letter to the Speaker of the House of Assembly, asking him to look into the situation. In the letter, Coupland and Kenord pointed out that a considerable amount of money had been spent on providing provisions to the military's officers, prisoners, and guards, whilst additional expenses were incurred by the owners of the Margaret Ann in refurbishing that ship to accommodate the court-martial, as well as having to repair a sail damaged by the prisoners. Furthermore, the local government had engaged with the vessel's owners through an agent who was hired for that purpose, and he deducted the equivalent of 5 days' pay for government. To make matters worse, the owners were subject to a tax of about $72,000 that the local government had imposed across the colony to offset costs resulting from the uprising. The owners were told that despite their vessels being seized by government for the said purposes, they would not benefit from any waiver or lowering of their tax obligation on the grounds that during the rebellion, the ships could not leave anyway. So in essence, the service they provided, unusual as it was par for the course and gave them no entitlement to special allowances. The owners conceded that their concerns had already gone before an arbitration panel. However, since the government was the body that chose the members, perhaps unsurprisingly, the panel ruled that no compensation should be paid. So it seems that the owners turned to the governor through the colonial secretary for a redress of their grievance. When the correspondence reached Parliament, a decision was made to have an answer for the government at the next session. On January 20th that year, the House of Assembly set up a committee of members of Parliament to consider the owner's petition for remuneration, with the power to call witnesses as needed.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.